Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
First Samuel 14:47-52, Army Building. When Saul had taken the kingship over Israel, he fought against all of his enemies on every side, against Moab, against the Ammonites, against Edom, against the kings of Zobah, and against the Philistines. Wherever he turned, he routed them. And he did valiantly and struck the Amalekites and delivered Israel out of the hands of those who plundered them. Now the sons of Saul were Jonathan, Ishvi, Malchishua, and the names of his two daughters were these. The name of his firstborn was Merab, the name of the younger, Michal. And the name of Saul's wife was Ahinoam, the daughter of Ahimaaz. And the name of the commander of his army was Abner, the son of Ner, Saul's uncle. Kish was the father of Saul, and Ner, the father of Abner, was the son of Abiel. There was hard fighting against the Philistines all the days of Israel, and when Saul saw any strong man or any valiant man, he attached him to himself. Just a reminder of where we've been in this chapter. This is kind of a capstone in some ways. We've seen the victories of Jonathan. He takes this daring attack with an armor bearer. Jonathan shows where his confidence is. We hear the echo of leadership in him. He says, "The Lord has given them into the hand of Israel." Jonathan has no confidence in his own ability to lead. It almost feels like the Lord is preparing the next king, which would be the logical movement from Saul to his son Jonathan. And we begin to see further glimpses of the wisdom failure of Saul throughout this chapter. The way the narrator is going to summarize Saul's reign is that there are military achievements. There is success in spite of his failures. God's interested in his people. He's always telling a bigger story than the individuals that are involved. There's a naming of Saul's family here, a bit of foreshadowing. Abner is going to play a significant role in the future, and the biblical writers like to throw these characters in occasionally ahead of when they're going to become prominent in the story. But at the end, we see Saul building his army. He attached to himself valiant and strong men. It's an interesting summary given David's ragtag group that's going to come together a bit later. I think there is an intended comparison. Saul looks for the best to put around him because his confidence is in building the army. Now, there's nothing wrong with putting good people around us. In fact, that's a great principle of leadership. You want to have people around you that are better than you so that you are leading your people with proficiency and strength and good quality. But Saul's objective always seems to be that he's taking confidence in his ability to pull the things together. David accepts what God sends to him. And there maybe is a middle ground for all of this, proactive seeking of good leadership, but also proactive waiting on God for the people that he would provide. I think the so what of this summary is, will we have confidence in human initiative and effort and resources, or will our confidence be in God? Now, I'm going to reemphasize this. There's nothing wrong with initiative. In fact, that's a sign of leadership. There is nothing wrong with effort. There is nothing wrong with using resources, stewarding them well. But there's always a danger when our confidence goes there. Our confidence always needs to come back to the Lord. Will we attach those that we're leading to ourselves or to the God who has given us a plan for moving forward? The now what is just a personal question I need to ask myself. Where is my confidence? I want to collect wisdom. I want to grow in understanding. I want to use that wisdom. I want to leverage the resources that are around me. But I want to keep in submission to my God, listening for his revelation and his direction for how to move and to find his guidance in the struggles of everyday life. And so, Lord, we don't necessarily find ourselves in physical war, most of us listening to this podcast right now. There may be some who are there. But our true enemy is the enemy of our soul, this dark kingdom that we're pressing against. Today, we want to maximize all of the resources that are available to us, all the wisdom that we've gained in spiritual warfare. But our primary confidence is in you. It is the Lord who will bring victory. It is you, Lord. And so we wait upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.